Today, we are going to be checking out our BitTorrent server.
Yes.
I built this back on episode number 597 with Sasha, so you haven't seen it yet.
That's right. Yeah.
This, Jeff, is awesome. I'm just going to reach forward here because I've actually got it running on an Ethernet cable with the power going to it. So this is an Odroid HC1.
Okay.
And the HC1 has something really great in that it has an SATA backplane. So I, in fact, have a full 1 terabyte Kingston SSD running inside this single board computer chassis. You'll notice I also have added the battery. So I added a real-time clock battery. They're like a couple bucks. So I thought, hey, I better add that because when the power is lost to the device, I don't want to have to figure out why it's not getting its updates or why stuff isn't working. Because if the clock reverts to 2016, then you have all kinds of weird anomalies. So, but needless to say, I set that up as a seed server. And in fact, Odroid Magazine has published in the April issue my write-up about how to set that up.
Cool.
So if you look at Odroid Magazine, April 2019. You can follow along the steps that are there. They're very detailed, and it's very copy and paste, and explains how you can, in fact, set this up.
Nice.
It's not just for Odroid HC1s, this particular type of single board computer.
Right.
But this, I think, is the perfect solution. It uses an SD card to boot from and where the software resides, but then all the storage for the BitTorrent files, the downloads, go onto the SSD.
Right.
So you're not saving those to like an SD card or an eMMC card and running out of space right away. As I mentioned, this is a 1 terabyte. Well, 960 gigs. It's 960 gigs for a solid state drive.
That's
and
awesome.
It's like a consumer Kingston drive. So I'm going to hop on to our server. So I've actually got this connected to my network right now at 10.0.0.145. And if I go :9091, and then the default username and password is transmission. Transmission. And this is going to show us what my BitTorrent server looks like right now. So, Jeff, you can see I've got a couple of things still downloading because I'm seeding NEMS Linux. You can see there near the bottom. And up near the top, I'm seeding Category 5 complete seasons. So seasons 1 through 11 are all going to be seeded by this little box. So if people want
to... ton of content.
Right. It's pretty much, you know, it's practically filling a 1 terabyte drive. But that makes sure. So if you download Category 5 Technology TV from torrent.category5.tv, it's a free way to get our content, and it's absolutely legal because us, the content creators, have released it to you free of charge. So it's free for you to download. So there are numerous seeds, so people who are sharing those files with the public as a way of supporting what we do by sharing it with others. And if all else fails, if there were no other seeds, say, or maybe if there are 10 seeds and ours just happens to be closer to you, you may, in fact, be downloading it from our little HC1 server.
Look at that.
That's how BitTorrent works. And you may download half of it from our server and half of it from another person's server. And it could be anything. But that's kind of how that works. So it ensures that there's always a copy of Category 5 TV on our seed server so that if someone tries to download it, it's there. It's available. No matter what.
I love it.
I love it too, Jeff. So these are the torrents that I have on there right now. So it's all our own content. It's NEMS Linux as well. That's a distro that I create. And you can see, okay, so I've got all of season one. So, hey, I'm really into those old webcam videos that Robbie used to make out of his basement.
The pre-4K.
This was before 16K was a thing. Actually, this was like a 320p, 4:3. We're not even going to get into it. But it goes right up to season 11, and you see that it's still queuing for verification because I actually did some work on the server today, so it's just kind of reloading a few things. But you can get like season 5, season 6. But now that I've downloaded these, Jeff, what options do I have? I can pause it because, you know, remember, all that I'm looking at here is my BitTorrent system.
Right.
So I can add new torrents and download them, and it will download to the SSD.
Right.
And then I can share it with other systems, but I have no access to them. In order
unless you actually log into that and run it.
But you can't, because there's no there's no monitor on an HC1. There's no HDMI output or anything like that. It is literally just a server.
Right.
There's no there's no Plex server built into it. It's just a basic Debian install with transmission daemon running.
Okay.
That's it. And we've mounted an SSD as a mount point in /home/Robbie/SSD/torrents.
So then how do you get in?
How do we get in? That's the question, and that's what we're here to learn today as we take this tutorial to the next step, which is to gain access to those files. So now that I've got these downloads these downloads have happened, they're there. Now, let's actually make it so that we can access those.
Cool.
I'm going to actually SSH into that server. My login is Robbie. My password is 1234, as you know.
Sounds very secure.
Absolutely. All right, let's get a nice little close-up shot here for you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so first of all, so now I'm just logged into my SSH terminal session. So there's really not a lot to do on this box, because all I have is, so let's go into home/Robbie, and you see, Jeff, there's a folder called SSD, and in that is torrents. And if I go into torrents, whoa.
So it's pretty torrents. Vanilla.
Yeah, it is very vanilla. So those are my downloads.
Okay.
So now what I want to do is I want to actually be able to access it from my Windows computer, my Mac, my Linux machine, on my machine here. Of course, I'm on Microsoft Windows. You could be on anything. The commands are a little bit different. But on Linux, or on Windows, pardon me, we know that the command to access a Samba share, a network share, a NAS, is //, and then the IP address, 10.0.0.145. And I'm going to hit enter on that.
Okay.
And I'm going to time out, and it's going to say, well, there's nothing there, right? Because we've never set anything up for that. So what we want to do is we want to now take this to the next level. So our BitTorrent server is not only going to be a BitTorrent seed server, it's now going to also become a NAS. Network-attached storage. And a network-attached storage device allows us to access it through our Samba shares. So Windows cannot access it. Check the spelling, blah, blah, blah. That's because it doesn't exist yet. So let's jump back over to here, and let's go. Sudo su. That's going to help us to become root. And I'm going to type my password. And I'm going to type apt update. If my clock is set correctly, this should go through pretty well. If you get an error about the certificate being in the future, something like that, then you know that it's because your clock is set incorrectly. It actually looks like one of our hosts there is, in fact, down, because it looks like it's timing out.
Yeah.
And that can happen because, you know, if a particular host that's in the sources list is not available, there you go. Could not connect to that particular one. That's okay. That's different from that's a timeout because of theirs. Oh, but now look at what I'm seeing. Release file. Updates for this repository will not be applied. Invalid. For another 55 days.
Oh, come on.
It happened to me. So I plugged in the battery, Jeff, but I didn't reset my date. Look at this. February 14th.
Oh.
What's today record this?
It's the 10th. April 10th.
So I do this kind of on purpose sometimes because I want you to see how to resolve these issues.
So you're making problems?
No, but when a problem happens, I want you to see why and how to fix it. I'm not going to fix it before I do the show, and we could be that show. There are a lot of shows out there on YouTube that it's perfection. But then as soon as you hit a snag like this, you're like, well, I did apt update and it won't do it.
Right.
Now what do I do? And then you've got to dig in. I'm going to show you what the problem is. So I mentioned it. What we want to do is head on over to my blog, which is baldnerd.com/nerdgasms. And in my nerdgasms list, you will see a tool called Set Linux Time and Date. Pretty simple, right? Highlight the first line. Copy it to your clipboard. And this is actually running the command to set the time and date accurately to the current time and date. So I just pasted that into my terminal, and now April 10th, 7:18 p.m. as we broadcast this Eastern time. So now let's do apt update, and let's see if anything is different. We're still timing out at mdrjr.net. Looks like that server is just, it just happens to be offline while we're broadcasting live, and there's nothing I can do about that. I could comment it out if we felt we didn't need it permanently. Sometimes that can happen, but they may be down for maintenance or something like that. And when I say comment it out, you could comment it out of your /etc/apt/sources.list file, or there's a sources.list.d folder where there could be some files residing as well. That error is different than the one that we received afterwards.
Oh, so that seemed to work.
That worked, except failed to fetch mdrjr.net. Right. That's Maverick's repository. Could not connect. So their server just happens to be down right now. Right. You may not encounter that one. It's not related to the time problem, but you notice that the time issue, being 55 days in the future, is not an issue any longer. So now I can type apt install Samba. S-A-M-B-A. Get a little closer in there for you. Apt install Samba. Reason that I want to do apt update first is because it's going to now make sure that I'm getting the most current version from the repository.
Makes sense.
It gets the new repository list. It's telling me it's got all this junk to install. The main thing that I want to check here, of course, these are called dependencies on Linux. These are things that are required in order to have Samba. Just double check where it says to remove, 0 to remove. If that said 1 to remove or 5 to remove, then I need to look a lot closer and make sure that the things that are being removed are not going to break something else that I use on my system. Right. Sometimes that can happen. In this case, it's not going to remove anything. It's only going to install 34 newly installed applications or tools. And I'm going to say yes. And it's also going to upgrade, incidentally, 14 of those for me. So here it goes. It's installing this tool called Samba. Samba is an implementation of the SMB protocol. So SMB is what allows Windows networks to share files. So the lay term that you might be familiar with would be Windows file sharing.
Right.
When you right-click on a folder and you type and you press share and then you give it a name, torrents, now you can access that from any computer on the network. That's through the Samba protocol, yes. SMB.
Yeah.
So Samba is the Linux implementation of that protocol. This is asking if we want to use WinS for DHCP. We don't need that. I can just say no, whatever. And carry on. Here we go. It's installing its thing. So this, again, is a very vanilla install. I've got a couple of little issues here and there, but it doesn't, it's nothing to write home about. It's a very basic Debian Buster install, as a matter of fact, because this is the new Bald Nerd base image that you can get at baldnerd.com. While we're waiting for that to install, I can, in fact, show you that new page.
Ooh, please do.
If you go to baldnerd.com and you click on Single Board Computers, and then you'll see SBC Build Base. And there are builds, so these are Debian Buster right now, because here's the thing, I found that everything that's available is Debian Stretch, Debian 9. I want Debian 10.
Right.
It's under feature lock. It is going to go stable very, very soon. I don't want to wait for it to be released 6 months from now. It's there now. So,
yeah.
So I've actually compiled and released my own distros, powered by NEMS Linux and the tools that I've built there. So we've got Debian 10 for A64 Plus from Pine 64, Rock 64, A64 LTS, SoPine, Odroid N2. That board is not even available yet, but it's got an OS. XU3, XU4, HC1, HC2. That is what this one is running right now, the HC1 build. NanoPi M4 and the ASUS build base has the Tinker board and the Tinker build board S as well. So those are build base images of Debian 10, completely unrelated to this demonstration, but I want you to know that those are there if you ever want to build a server or if you need a base image for a Linux distribution that you're creating. That's a good way to do it. It's a lot of the work is already done for you. That is done installing, so Samba now exists. So presumably, does that mean, Jeff, that I can now just simply go over there? 10.0.0.145. Sure enough.
Oh, look at that.
I didn't get the error this time, but what do I see?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Now, is that a permissions thing?
No, it's that I haven't created any shares yet. Samba's running.
Right. Yeah, okay.
But there's no shares.
Right.
Well, this is a little server with no monitor. It has no GUI. There's no mouse or keyboard connected to it. How the heck do I now right-click on the folder and tell it to share?
Can you SSH?
That's what we're used to, right? Well, I'm already SSH'd in, so good guess. That's definitely how we're going to do it. But it's not going to be done through a UI whatsoever. I'm going to go nano. Okay, first of all, look at the folder that I'm currently in. I want you to observe that. That's important. /home/Robbie/SSD/torrents, because that's where all my torrents reside, remember? So that's the folder that I actually want to gain access to.
Right.
So yours may be different. Your name's probably not Robbie, so it might be /home/Jeff/SSD, if that's what you called your mount point, /torrents. So, keeping that in mind, let's go /etc/samba/smb.conf. And that file now exists. It wouldn't have before we installed Samba. But I want to actually get to the bottom of the file. So I can sit here, click, 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 click. Or in Nano, I can hit Alt/, and that will take me right to the very bottom of the file. And I want to create my first share. So we're going to do that longhand. I'm going to call this torrents. So I'm going to put a hard brace, torrents, and then a closing hard brace. Next line, I'm going to go read only equals yes. And the reason I'm doing that is I don't want anyone to be able to make changes to my torrent download folder. Why? Because those are seeds.
Exactly.
If somebody renamed a file or changed any little bit of the structure of anything or entered a folder and their Windows machine dropped thumbnails cache,
now,
all of a sudden, that seed is corrupt because the checksum no longer matches. So in this case, I want this to be read-only because we're doing torrents. Locking equals no, probably not necessary, so we're not going to get into it. Path equals, well, because it's not necessary, let's just delete it. Path, this is what I mentioned before. This is where the files are located, where the folder is that I want to share. This is what I'm right-clicking on right now. Put it in quotes. That's going to save you a lot of grief if you have any odd characters like spaces. Home/Robbie/SSD/torrents. Next line. We have to make a decision. Do we want guest access or do we want them to have to log in? In my network, I want them to have to log in. So I'm going to say guest okay equals no. No! Valid users equals, do you remember my username, Jeff?
Robbie?
Yeah, that's right. Enter it just like it is on your Linux system. Username is Robbie. That's it. I think I'm done. So, now, if I close this, the next step is that I need to restart Samba in order for it to for the change to take effect, because I just changed the entire what's shared. So, system, CTL, restart, SMBD, and now it's done. If you didn't have any errors, you won't see any errors. If you type system, CTL, status, SMBD, it should say active, running. So, now, let's jump back to my Windows Explorer here and type /10.0.0.145, and now I see torrents.
Oh, look at that.
And I'm going to click on it, and yes, I do things incorrectly so that the viewers at home can do it too, and then you're going to learn why this is not going to work.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. I'm going to use my username, Robbie, which is what I told it is allowed, and enter my password. Enter. What? Surprise! It's not working.
Is that because you didn't put your password in?
No, I entered my password. I just put it in. My Linux user, right? And I told Samba...
The Linux...
It's my Linux user password. Yeah, it's what I use to SSH in and everything else. Oh, but wait, Jeff, I forgot.
That was horrible acting.
It's an amazing, amazing moment right there. Jeff, I forgot. Samba uses a different user database than Linux. So I need to create a Samba user.
Right.
So let's do that. Okay, back at SSH. So here we go. I'm not going to touch anything on my Windows system there. I want to leave that password prompt up. Let's type. You ready for this? SMB. Password. Because for some reason, password is wood in Linux. So SMB. PASSWD-A. We're adding, who are we adding, Jeff?
A user.
a user?
Oh, you want me to come up with a name for them?
Well, what's my name?
Oh, your name's Robbie.
I want it to match my Linux user. So, yes, I am Robbie. Now, okay, we're setting up an SMB password for the user Robbie. What's my password? I'm going to make it match my user. Same password. I don't have to make it the same password. But now, added user Robbie to Samba. Back here on Windows, I haven't changed a thing. I'm going to hit OK. Boom!
Now you're in.
Now I'm in. Now I have read-only access to my Samba share, which is the SSD's torrents folder
right.
that my BitTorrent client is able to save to. Okay?
So now is somebody's BitTorrent client going to have permissions to access?
We covered that on episode number 597,
okay, then.
The permissions
issue.
No, but
I mean by making this change now, it's not going to change anything with that setup.
It's read-only.
Okay.
So my settings that I've created here, I'm not able to write anything to that folder, so permissions are not going to be an issue. If I was doing a read-write operation, then I would need to specify which user right. is going to be creating those files. It's not the case here because it's only read-only. So let's actually, I mean, the final test, really, Jeff, is to see, does it work? So let's go into something reasonably current, season 11, and just double-click on any file. And there you go.
There we go.
There we are on the green screen.
Oh my goodness, I forgot about the green screen.
Yeah.
Wow, and I have no beard.
No beard at all.
So baby face.
Yeah.
Was that seriously only season 11?
Look at that. So, wow. So
you had fit.
It runs super well. So now, ladies and gentlemen, taking it to the next step, our BitTorrent server is now also a network attached storage.